In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season. It is Friday.
Friday edition, everybody.
Episode 143. Valdez, why are we doing the episode on a Friday this week?
Because Mr. Goff, myself, as John Feinstein dubbed me, went out to the Solheim Cup on Thursday.
So. Now, I thought the Solheim Cup started on a Friday.
It does start on a Friday. I was there for the practice round.
Oh, all right. So,
and for the opening ceremony. Which I left as soon as it started.
So you left the radio station at 10:01 yesterday.
Yeah, not 10:01, but yeah.
To go out there to watch a practice. We're talking about practice.
Yeah.
And then left before the opening ceremony.
Yes, because I had to get back at a reasonable hour for my bedtime. So I left around 4 o'clock.
All right. So why it is Friday. Somebody,
you know what? If Bit Season was my main source of income, of course I would forego the Solheim Cup.
Hey, Valdez, out there networking.
Yeah, this is a passion project. I can tell you that. It's definitely not a monetary one. It's a passion project.
Oh, Bit Season for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Still grinding away, episode 143 for you guys that enjoy the show. Thank you.
Number one, I'm in a very, very grumpy mood today. Very grumpy.
The bit grumpies, huh? What's going on?
I was dealing with sales and production.
Yeah.
It's more of a production issue than sales issue.
Mm.
But I have a salesperson that is a little bit clueless. But it's not the salesperson's fault, but there's been a little miscommunication but mainly I'm grumpy because I'm doing another person's job. That's why I'm grumpy.
That's the new wave of media and how things work.
A man of many hats.
Yeah,
but it's
Friday, Valdez. It's all good.
I know, but
you got some women's golf to relax and watch all weekend to get you excited. You've been waiting all summer for the Solheim Cup.
It sounds very mocking from you, but
no, I know you've actually been talking about this Solheim Cup for like 18 months.
I have been.
So it's finally here.
It is finally here. I'll be out there Saturday. So if you're a biddy and you enjoy golf and you're at RTJ on Saturday, I will be there all day Saturday. And not only am I grumpy about work, and the fact that I'm doing another person's job because this person basically wants everything handed to him on a silver platter. I'm extra grumpy because of you.
Okay, here we go. I did not know that was coming. What did I do? I thought I'd been real nice to you. We had a lot of fun today. We were playing. You were giving me a state, and I was naming a golf course in that state. We had a lot of fun behind the scenes. How could you possibly be upset at me?
It's not necessarily something you did this week, but it stems from something that you required of me. I will always remember. I'm never going to forget, and I'm going to keep this in my back pocket next year, that I turned down my basically free vacation with my family And Mike Marr did not come in Monday or Tuesday after the Redskins game.
Or Friday
mm-hmm. of week one NFL.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And the host and biggest Commanders fan there is, Eric Bickle, is out watching someone bump, set, and spike on the Friday before week two. So never forget.
I did give you a hard time last September.
The hard time, I watched you all week.
What was that?
Play grab ass with Mike Marr like nothing happened.
Yeah, we played a lot of grab ass this week. With a lot of spirals.
Yeah,
a lot of route running.
Yeah, a lot of route running. A lot of fun, and you
sharing each other's breakfasts.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, what did you make? Is that the same Cajun spice you had last week? And I'm sitting there just puking my guts out.
Yeah,
because Mr. Vacation Nazi over here, said I am not allowed to go on vacation during the football season.
Mm.
And this coworker missed 3 days in the studio, and a host is missing this week, and I believe missing next week as well.
He is. He'll be out Thursday and Friday.
Thursday and Friday next week.
Yeah.
So I just I'm upset with you. It was eating at me all week, and it came to a crescendo today. Watching Eric not come in. And then you not having any kind of heart-to-heart conversation with Mar about how, hey, Mar, you're part of the team. I know you're supposed to come in Tuesday and you didn't.
Well, I guess I got a retort for both. I wish you would have given me more time to think about this. A retort for both of them. A, do you want to be compared to Michael Marr? Do you want to be responsibilities, be the young guy, hanging out basically, come in when you want. Hey, guys, I'm not feeling well. Can I work from home? Do you want to be the work from home guy?
You know, I would. Not really.
No.
But
you take your pride. I know you. Your thing that you're most proud about in your entire tenure here at the radio station is that you didn't miss a day of work. You were an essential employee, right? Yeah, every time I heard you say that.
Very many.
But you that is a plaque on your wall. I think you probably framed that paperwork we got.
I have the cut in line gas paper.
You took a lot of pride in coming into work when everyone else was sitting at home taking shortcuts, right?
Uh-huh.
So you don't want to be compared to the shortcutters out there.
No, but I'm saying this would be planned. This wouldn't be unplanned.
No, what I'm saying is Michael Marr takes shortcuts, and if you take a week off because Michael Marr took a week off.
Everybody let Michael Marr know that Drab is trashing him. and his work ethic.
Now, here's also another kind of element. I'm not Michael Marr's boss. You're not Michael Marr's boss. Like, Michael Marr doesn't even work on our show. We just let him hang out. Michael Marr works in the video department for corporate, basically, and he's just cutting video. Well, not corporate, but kind of. His boss works in corporate. I don't even know his boss.
Yeah, I don't know who his boss is either.
I mean, I don't know him personally, but He responds to somebody else. I don't even know why he texts me asking me if he can stay home. I don't have the authority to say get your butt in here. He should be texting his guy.
Well, whoa. So he texted you on Monday to see him Tuesday, and you said sure, no problem. You gave the A-okay for his absence. I don't like this double standard.
And I'm not his boss.
I don't like this double standard I'm being held to.
Let me find my text messages with Marr Bar.
I just think you can't do this without me.
You wanted it? Here, you can read it.
Wait, read it to me.
Monday, 6:22 p.m. Marr had missed Friday and Monday for a planned vacation. Where did he go again?
He went to Tampa for the game.
And a boys' trip.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure you can imagine. A lot of drinking. He recapped it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Drab, 6:22 p.m. Hey, Drab, I'm going to work remote tomorrow morning while I take care of some things. Oh, he didn't even ask. I'll let Valdez know, but I'll be good for doing all the podcasting stuff.
Okay.
I said, Okay, cool. THX.
you could have said,
hey, you know, hey, you know what? He didn't ask. I thought he usually ask. Hey, Drab, I've been, August 20th. Hey, Drab, I've been feeling pretty sick today. Is it okay if I work from home tomorrow morning? Hey, Drab, still running a fever, so I'm going to stay here if that's okay.
It, you know what? It sounds like the social network Facebook thing, mm-hmm. where he's avoiding you via email. I don't see functionality in this. November 2nd.
It's always the texts always come kind of late in the day. It's never, oh, I'm sick at noon. You know, it's like 8:30 at night. Hey, I'm not feeling well. I'm out with my boys, or I've been out with my boys.
I bet he emasculates you in front of his boys.
They're you like, think so?
Yeah, he goes. I gotta go in early.
Let me bitch slap the drab here. Let me
watch this. I'm out with you guys. Watch this. Yeah. Thursday. All right, hold on. Now, what's your excuse for Eric? Now, right?
My excuse for Eric is they have a contract. Okay.
All right.
They are contracted employees negotiated through their agent Ross or Bob Eatman. I can't remember which one it is.
Ross.
Ross Eatman. Bob passed away. Yes. Ross Eatman. It's CK approves those. I'm not there vacation.
So hold on.
Well, CK
wouldn't have approved my vacation?
No, he probably would have.
I know. I'm just saying. You,
I'm not happy. Do you think I'm happy that Eric is not here week two of the NFL season to go watch volleyball in Indiana? No, I'm not happy about it, but he's also not at Ocean City.
Yeah, but you did. See, here's the difference. You would have held it over my head, made me feel guilty. Mm-hmm. I would have said some sly comment. Mm-hmm. You didn't do that to Eric. You just said, all right, see you Monday.
Well, Eric would say, I don't care what you think, Drab.
should I start doing that?
I mean, you're more than welcome to.
That'd be very mean.
It would be mean. I think we have a better relationship. But if I said, hey, Eric, it really wasn't cool you missed the show on Friday to go to your daughter's volleyball match in Indiana. It's football season.
Let's get locked in, guys.
Let's get locked in. He'd say, I've earned this vacation, and that's way more important to me than this dumb radio show, is what he'd say. Probably word for word.
It sounds like you're reading his mind.
Yeah.
All right, but I wanted to get that off my chest.
2025. Labor Day. Is it Labor Day? When is it? Or the weekend after Labor Day?
It's usually the first or second weekend in September.
All right. I'll put it in the calendar now.
The old wraparound.
He's going to do the wraparound, the Labor Day wraparound.
I wanted to get that off my chest.
I'll take it this year.
I was thinking about it all week. It had me stewing.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. Then,
I feel a lot better. That was very cathartic.
And I apologize.
Thank you.
I apologize for raining on your, you should have just did what you wanted to do.
Thank you.
And I will no longer guilt your vacation days.
You say that. Yeah. Just wait.
All right.
Hey, should we talk about the cool thing that we're doing on Tuesday? Let everybody in.
Yeah, we should have talked about it on the show today.
Maybe we'll do it Monday.
We'll definitely got to do it on Monday.
But this is a bit season exclusive for the junkies, the sports junkies. On Tuesday, we will be doing a broadcast from Monumental Studios in downtown DC.
Yes, for the radio listeners or podcasters, it may not you may not care much. It will probably sound a little different, and obviously they'll be talking. The show will be different. Every year we do like a Caps Media Day in September, and it's like a mm-hmm. Caps focus show. So this will have more of a Monumental focus on it. They've been asking for us to. You know, we should be great partners with them, and we want to be great partners with them, and they're pretty excited to have the junkies on the show there. But we've always have a kind of a distant relationship because we do the show here, and they just simulcast it. So it's like we are just remote contract employees of them, and so none of them really know us. But Valdez and I, you guys may have saw the picture on our Valdez's Instagram a few weeks ago.
I think you reposted it as well.
Yeah,
we looked good, and I looked extra tan.
You looked extra tan. Somebody had a problem with me wearing a hat with a dress shirt. I may never wear that shirt again.
But those studios,
we took a tour. We got a tour for our upcoming
Monumental has fantastic, basically state-of-the-art new facilities. They have new TV, new production equipment, new cameras, a whole new, like basically three new studios. And they begged us to go do the tour. And we did that, and they want.
They asked us. I don't know if they begged them.
And then they're on hand and knee begging the Junkies to come do a show from their brand new studios, and it'll be cool. It'll be a brand new look. I'm not sure how it's going to go. The guys have a routine.
Yeah,
and I'm very, very.
I'd say I'm
worried.
I'm more than a little concerned.
I don't know how it's going to go.
Well, first off, they're going to be grumpy themselves because it's out of their routine and they're not coming here.
And also, they have to go there earlier than they show up for the radio show.
Yeah, I mean, you guys know JP's Mr. 559. To be honest, the other guys aren't that far behind him or much in front of him. But they got to be there by 5:30.
They got to do
hair and makeup.
Everything's got to be like pre-planned. I think we had a meeting today where they said Bickle can't wear his hat.
It's to be determined. They're thinking about whether they can make it work. I'm not sure if you guys.
It'll be a fish out of water, and it will be very interesting to see how they.
Well, the show
respond.
Itself will be a little bit different because we're doing a bunch of monumental interviews, even though it's football season. I think we have to do it before the season starts. So we'll have Will Dawkins on the show. We'll have Spencer Carberry on the show. We'll have the Mystics coach on the show for a segment. We have Zach Leontis on the show. And I think one more, I can't remember. Jonathan Allen will be doing his 9 a.m. segment on the phone. But these rest of those guests will be in studio, like sitting at the sports desk with the Junkies. So if you're into that, you can watch the show on Monumental. Volume down is what does Eric always say? Turn the volume down, but put the radio up. All right. Yeah. It should sync up.
Yeah, there you go. Speaking of TV, Drab, I heard a rumor from a little birdie that you...
Are you just full of surprises today? I have no idea. Yeah, you always get me nervous.
Well, you surprised me today that you get pumped up by reading negative reviews of our show. So that's,
no, I just, I know, I was, I typed, you said, what bit season is this? I said, I don't know. So I typed in bit season. Our podcast page came up and I go, oh, here's some Apple reviews of the show. And I go, 4.8. It used to be a 4.9. Let me see what the recent review is. And it was just trash. You know, I thought we suck.
I thought that's how you get hyped up.
No, let me get in the zone. I just forgot.
Let me get in touch with my haters.
Oh, get in the zone. No, I'm a mental midget.
But speaking of TV.
Yeah.
A little birdie told me that you have cut the cord.
I'm in the process of cutting the cord. All right. Valdez has been a long time. First of all, I hate that saying because anybody who cut the cord has just as high a subscription fee as anybody else. It's just a way to get more crap that you don't watch. But I'll say it. I got a black box. Do they still call it that?
I know what you're talking about, but someone who may be younger than us doesn't know what a black box is. But back in the 90s, you would have some shady dude put a black box that splits your cable wire, or that runs from a cable wire into your TV, and you had free cable, illegal free cable. You had all the pay-per-views. At one point, we had that in our house. We had some shady dude installed in the living room TV, but Drab found cable Fell off the back of a truck.
Basically. So somehow Valdez and I got to think.
I'm getting lumped in.
Yeah. And Bickle. Hey, we got hooked up. I don't really care. I mean, what do we mean? We're going to get the cops kicking there. Kevin Davis going to kick in the door.
You know, hey, Drab, you won't taunt police right now.
No, I won't taunt that. They got enough issues. But one of the listeners, I think it's Brendan from Silver Spring who calls in. He called me up and said he's got a guy. He always hears us talking about our cable and what we're watching on TV. The guy's always bitching about, DirecTV doesn't have ESPN and the YouTube. Who's paying for the NFL ticket this year?
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody called us up and said, hey, I know somebody. They got a black box. It's called VC and it's awesome. He told me all about it. I go, I know these things. I go, Valdez has had one for years.
I've been trying to get you on the bandwagon for years.
He's got the Fire Stick. He plugs into his TV. Yes. He pays $25 a month for it. Mm-hmm. And I go, I've been to his house. The guide is nubs. It's slow. You can't change anything.
It couldn't be more untrue.
That was my perception of it.
Uh-huh.
This guy goes,
my damn TV and nachos will just live rent free in Dreb's head.
Anyways, he tried selling me one on the phone, and he was like, $300. Never, you don't have to pay a fee for that ever again.
Yeah,
and I'm like, all right, let me think about it. And then a few days went by, and he called back again, and he goes, hey, Drab, my guy Aaron, he's in the lobby downstairs. We got a VC box for you and for Bickle. Come on down, my treat. Uh-huh. It's on me. And I go, what? And I go, all right. I still wasn't sold. And then I went downstairs, and this guy who looked just like Aaron Donald was down there. His name was Aaron, too. And he was jacked up, another guy who likes the show and lived in Baltimore. And he opens up this brown paper bag. It was like a shady drug deal. And these, it looked like something came from Apple. It was box, package, wrap, looked great.
Tightly cellophane.
Yeah. And sure enough, he gave me a black box thing to take home, and I plugged it in.
So you hooked it up.
I hooked it up, and I was blown away at the quality of this thing. I've always said I will be cable till I die. Yes. I'll have that coaxial cable plugged into the back of my TV for the rest of my life.
Wires everywhere.
I love wires because I love the convenience of being on time, being the flipping the last button, the guide, and everything I like about cable. But dude, this thing was 4K. I mean, it was unbelievable. Of course I watched the Seahawks game.
I was going to say, did you watch the Mike McDonald?
I watched the Seahawks in 4K, it felt like. And it was only like 30 seconds behind the TV. Because at one point I flipped over to the red zone.
Because you wanted to see how...
And it was barely behind it. So
you're
because
in.
One of the biggest pet peeves is when everybody knows who illegally streams stuff on Stream East or whatever it is. Those things are like 2 minutes behind all the time. And then your Twitter feed is full of touchdown Tyler Lockett. And you're still at the 40 yard line.
Uh-huh.
So
you're in.
I'm in. Here's the blessing. Okay. What do you think the first? Okay. This thing's got everything.
It does. I mean, it has music channels.
Oh, by the way, I should go back. Valdez cried when I came back up here with me. I've totally forgot about that. One for me and one for Bickle. And I had to call this guy back that I didn't even know. Look up his business card he gave me. And he did a U-turn. He goes, okay. I'll come back for Valdez. He comes back. So Valdez also got one. So the three of us all got a VC box.
The three Nubsketeers.
Yeah. And I don't think Bickle cared. I don't know if he's even plugged his in.
I was going to say, he doesn't realize what he's sitting on. He has a gold mine. If Eric hasn't used it yet, I'm going to take it from him.
You should.
Because I know for a fact someone who wants it.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. So all the movie channels. I mean, HBO, HBO Latino.
Well, it has three things.
Stars.
I had live TV, and then I didn't realize these things were that good. I'm telling you. And live TV and every channel, like literally every channel in America.
This is why you anger me so much.
I know.
I've been telling you for years, I feel like years about it. And you just
dismiss it, disrespect it,
don't care. And then you have a listener tell you, and now you're intrigued. All right.
Well, it was always the $25 sign-up fee monthly I didn't feel like paying extra for.
Okay. But every movie channel, it has music channels, has movies on demand.
Video on demand. Guide, apps on demand.
Apps on demand.
All the guide, apps, the everything. Paramount, the Peacock.
I was watching Beetlejuice the other day.
Right. Well, that's my... And sure enough, I always tell Valdez, you're always watching these movies with shaky cam, like Seinfeld... Prognosis Negative or whatever the hell, I can't remember, with a guy in a camcorder and someone walks in front of the camera. That had to have been what happened.
It was a death blow.
Oh, death blow, yeah, okay. on Beetlejuice, was there a guy in front of the camera?
I will say.
Getting popcorn?
I will say. I turned it off about 10 minutes in because this guy kept standing up.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You gotta wait. So apparently, when movies come out of the theaters, you gotta wait a few weeks until they get to like the raw file somehow.
All right. So the best thing about it.
Oh no! This is a blessing and a curse.
Okay.
All right. Of course. Within 10 minutes of me plugging this thing
in, probably five.
And every guy out there knows what I'm gonna say. Yeah. I said, where are the dirty channels? All right. How do I find the 4K porno? And dude, I couldn't find it. I went to the video on demand, ad. I was looking
high and low.
High and low. Finally, I'm like, I gotta Google this thing. No adult channels or programming on this box. Blessing and a curse.
All right, give me why it's a blessing and why it's a curse.
Well, it's a curse because I got a fixation. All right. What would be better than just get off your phone and put it on the 65-incher?
That's a recipe to get caught.
Oh, of course. Yeah. A blessing is because, as Costanza says, I would never leave my couch. The firefighters would bust open the door. I'd be skin grafted to the couch watching porno on my television.
Your pants permanently around your ankles.
Yeah. It's already super easy to get whatever you want on the internet, right?
Yeah. You can find anything.
Find anything. But even though it's a little harder now that you live in Virginia because you got to put it. Have you ever put in your license?
I'm not getting on that pervert list.
Yeah, there's a pervert list. If you live in Virginia, you got to go on the pervert list and send in your license.
No.
You just got to find it. There's workarounds, but you can't go to the hubs, any of the hubs or the tubes
anymore. Any of the big ones. But let's be honest. The big ones don't have what you're looking for.
No, I'm exclusively Reddit. I've told you that.
I know. But you're not living... until you've seen banging on a 80-inch TV.
Like Bang Bus.
Yes. You are living until you see a Bang Bros on 80 inches.
What's that
of
guy's
bless.
Name?
What?
The guy who shakes his left hand, or the Cuban guy. What? On Bang Bus. What's his name? I know you know.
No, the Cuban guy?
There's a Cuban guy on Bang Bus.
No, it's old Ramon.
Ramon. Okay, yeah.
Everyone knows Ramon.
Everyone knows Ramon. I thought I was going to say Ruben, but it's Ramon.
Yeah. It's Ramon. Everyone knows Ramon.
Ramon. Who's the guy who always shakes with his left hand?
What?
There's a guy, I don't know which one, because they always have their camera in the right hand, their sturdy hand, and so whenever he meets the model, he always shakes with his left hand on the camera.
I don't know who the cameraman is. Oh, okay. That's intense. Right. You know who the cameraman is. No. But if you haven't seen...
Somebody knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Everyone let Drive know who that is. If you think watching on your phone or your iPad's addicting, just wait till you put it on a TV.
Yeah, I don't think in
you
years...
Gotta be,
in
you gotta
years,
be
I haven't watched any sort of adult programming probably since... I like was it watching HBO at my parents' house.
It takes a special kind of pervert to watch on a TV. It takes a special type. You're a gremlin if you do.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I know a person.
You know a person. The man in the mirror.
No, I know a person. I won't name this person.
Okay.
That has an Apple TV.
Mm-hmm.
All right, all Apple all the time. Apple TV, and they are mirroring what's on their phone to their 70-inch silly.
I've never done that. Don't you have Apple TV and a 70-inch television?
I do. Okay. I do. All but right. This person is not me. I would admit to it.
Okay.
But there is a person, and it takes a special kind of person who, and this person told me, they're mirroring property sex to their 70-inch TV.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they're watching it like it's a Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
You know what's always, I'm always uncomfortable with? I don't know why. Like, laptop is fine, phone is fine, but I feel like if I put on my TV, my neighbors are going to see it.
Yeah, you can see through the window. Yeah.
It doesn't matter if I'm in my bedroom with the blind shut. I just feel like someone's going to see it, and so I think that's one of the reasons I've never gotten into that.
I know, compared to, so the service that I have now, compared to what I had about 100 porno channels.
Yeah.
They had 4 big ones.
Did you cancel that?
Well, now that I have this, yeah.
You did, all right.
Yeah, I let it run.
Oh, so you got no more. You don't have, you're in trouble.
I will say, one of the weirdest channels that was on my previous provider, it was they had like a webcam in a strip club.
Oh, like a 24/7 live looking at Mom's Venus.
It was a live looking.
Do they have it like they should have. It should be like Red Zone. they got an anchor.
All right, let's go check in at Spearmint Rhino in Vegas.
Yeah. All right,
Destiny's taking the stage at the Hustler Club. Let's see what she's got. Oh, excellent song choice.
Hey, that's a great idea for a TV show, isn't it?
Hold on. Like
live PD.
Live PD. Yeah. TDs.
You got to have some real trashy places in there, right?
I know.
Places you would like never think about. Let's go to Bismarck, North Dakota.
All right. It's time to go coast to coast.
They're full nude in North Dakota.
It's the witching hour in West Virginia. quad box.
Why isn't anyone doing that? That's a great idea.
This is genius. All right, we set up a high end cameras, HD cameras. Mm-hmm. Okay, in the corner. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a live looking.
Yep.
All right, and someone hosts it, and they do a live looking. Hey, all right,
I love
Candy. Candy is taking the stage in New York, and look, her daughter is in Atlantic City. Let's double box it.
That's good stuff, man.
sorry.
So you canceled your $25 a month illegal TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you have free illegal TV. That's even better.
Yes.
But no adult programming.
No adult program. It's I'd say it's worth it.
It's worth it.
It's worth it.
I don't know why we don't have our own box truck with these things in them.
We'd be selling like hotcakes.
We know. We could definitely be selling these like crazy. But it was very
imagine
cool.
The amount
If you're interested in buying one for $300, we know a guy.
Our DMs are going to be so flooded. Hey, what's the box you're telling me? Use that promo code.
Promo code Bit Season.
Use that promo code.
All right, let's take a quick break. Speaking of promo code Bit Season, Valdez.
Yes, this episode of Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep. Show your support for Drab and Valdez by heading to don'tsleepenergy.com right now. When you get there, use that promo code Bitties to save 10% on every order. Need a quick boost to get through a CrossFit workout? Pound a 2-ounce energy shot. Need to stay ready in case your wife calls you into action unexpectedly. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Throw some swag in your cart before you check out. And remember, don't sleep. Makes you great. When we come back, we'll talk about dyeing my hair blue. Welcome back.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love?
an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Back to Bit Season episode 143. 143. Code for
I love you. Took me a second.
All right. So, a couple things to address. Number one, am I dumb for my? I got lured into it so hard.
Yeah. Like, why? How did you let cakes back you down?
I don't know. I did. I feel like violated. All
yeah,
this.
He did like that. Shaq, Chris Dudley, back you down, spin dunk on you, wrap his legs around you, and push you up.
I know. Typically, we back cakes into the corner.
Yeah.
And he was the one that did the reversal and backed me into the
corner.
You
looked like a kind of like a bitch there. You got bitch.
I got bitch.
Yeah. He made you do a bet you didn't want to do.
I know,
and but like a wacky bet. At that, too.
I know. That's Cakes' domain.
Yeah. He's the show fodder.
Yeah. But so if you didn't listen to the show on Friday, I gave a personal guarantee that Amon-Ra St. Brown will score in our TD parlay, which is 1-for-1. Still haven't seen our money. but I need Brown to score. And I gave the guarantee on air. I said it's physically impossible for him to not score at even money. And to do so, I told Cakes, since he is known as the sun god, I would lay for an hour in a tanning bed.
Why is he called the sun god?
I don't know.
But
that's his nickname. Right. So I threw that out there. And then Cakes let me off the hook a little bit, I feel like. By saying
that's too dangerous.
Yeah, too dangerous. Could be painful. He said I could dye my hair blue instead. And I agreed because I guaranteed it. I do feel like I got off a little better than Cakes' marinara bit.
You're saying you want this to be like a whole thing where like we have a stylist come in and actually bleach your hair and then dye it blue.
Isn't that? Wouldn't you think that's the way to go?
I just assumed that it like was. I thought that was like a throwaway bet. You were going to do like the Kool-Aid hair for a day, or whatever.
What's the Kool-Aid hair?
Well, there's some. I've never looked into it, but there's people out there that dye their hair different colors all the time. Like every day, you can. There's temporary hair dyes or whatever it is.
Okay.
Where your hair can be blue for 2 days. I don't know how it works, or a day, or until you take a shower, it all comes out.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's what I just assumed.
Well, I would rather do that than have a month of blue hair.
Yeah, you don't have to do that, but you should definitely, if they lose, you should actually buy it now. Go on Amazon, find whatever I've been talking about, or go to, I don't know if they have locally, buy it. If they don't do it on Monday, if he doesn't score on Sunday.
Just show up Monday with
blue hair.
It's a great idea.
And then you wash it out and be ready to go for Monumental on Tuesday.
I should probably keep it. No. That's the bet, is that I have to keep it for Monumental.
And look like a
doofus? Look like a doofus on our big TV debut.
Well, I don't think we're going to have to worry about it, Valdez.
Yes, because I guaranteed it.
You guaranteed it, and we're hot on the TD parlay.
We are.
Get out those back patty machines, everyone. Time to dust them off.
Hey, this might have been our greatest pivot ever.
It was a fantastic pivot. Now, it could always crash and burn and lose its zeal, but... We knew there was something getting off the. We talked about a couple weeks ago. Getting off the weekend parlay, people putting in golf bets or racing bets or events that started before we could get home. All that stuff we've cut out. We've made it super simple for the listeners to follow. TD parlay. We're not even doing rushing yards or any receptions. No, TD parlay. Who's going to score a touchdown this weekend? First weekend. 4-for-4. We smashed it. Should have been 5-for-5.
Hey, did we get a little cocky this week by letting Mar in?
Yeah, that was stupid. I have buyer's remorse.
I have huge remorse.
Huge remorse. Because once you start something and you're already rolling,
yeah, then we're messing with the mojo. Yeah, we're messing with the mojo. Yeah. Hey, speaking of mojo, why didn't JP get more not hate, but just why wasn't he under the microscope more for his calling our TD parlay shot?
I think the listeners know how everyone felt. I think you and I felt a certain way. It just
went over JP's head.
No, he even knew because I was following on Twitter. He was getting blasted. He was getting blasted by everyone.
Good.
And me too.
Good.
I was tweet raging him.
Yeah, he should have been.
But it actually worked out better. Not better. I shouldn't say that. If McCaffrey played and then went out.
Yes, after like one carry.
It would have sucked. So my cash out option before, like in that morning, was $400. Uh-huh. Remember, he's JP's donk of the week, didn't do the parlay boost. So I did my own. You guys we don't believe in it or something like that? No. I every time we do these dumb parlays, I do a side parlay on my own and waste $10 of my own money.
A lotto ticket.
Yeah. So I put in that $10. I put it in, I don't know, Sunday morning or whatever it was. And of course, the first thing I look for is a boost. So I put $10. I boosted it to an $850 payout. First four hit. We come down to Monday Night Football. And that morning, my cash out was $400. I was like, nah, McCaffrey's minus 190. Of course he's going to score a touchdown.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, let's let it ride. And then, of course, that portion was void. But I still got $500 for it.
That's good.
$505.
Congratulations.
So I guess I'm happy, but I should have got $850. But JP had to open his big mouth and say, we already got the money coming to us. That's what he said on the air.
Doesn't he really? He does this all the time.
I know.
Why does he do this? He has zero patience.
He did it last year with Porzingis bet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember.
Yes.
He had over
22 points or something. And Porzingis had 20 at halftime.
Yes.
And he goes, cashing this one early or something.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're
talking
about.
And he didn't score in the second half.
I know. Why does he do it?
I don't know. Because he likes to.
No, it's,
he doesn't
it's
believe.
A patience. No, it's a patience thing.
Is that what it is?
I think it's a patience thing, where like everything needs to be immediate. There's no like there's no marinade to it. There's no time.
Yeah, I'm not. There's, we all know he just can't keep it in his pants.
Like the game is over. Like the game is over after a quarter.
But what's most annoying about it is that he doesn't care that everyone else is wrecked by it.
I know. Like that drives me crazy too. I mean, I don't understand how he doesn't see that.
If you were in a casino, right?
Yeah.
And you did something like that out loud. Say you're in a sports book.
Oh no, you're at the racetrack.
Yeah, you're at the racetrack. Okay.
Yeah.
And you got you put a bet on War Emblem to win.
All right.
And that thing, it turns according to quarter post. That thing's 10 lengths in front. And you're going, woohoo, cash it, baby. Cash, we won that one. And then he, you know, breaks his leg on the final turn.
That'd be a funny series. It's just plopping JP in the middle of a sports book. And calling games in front of everyone before they happen.
I mean, he would get taken out to an alley if he did that McCaffrey thing and beat up by a bunch of guys if he did something like that. It's just bad voodoo.
I know, but he doesn't believe in the voodoo.
I know, but everyone else does. That's it's disrespectful to everyone else.
It's disrespectful to everyone's beliefs, too.
You can't put that stuff out there in the atmosphere. Nothing is cash until it's cash.
Yeah, until there's zeros on the clock.
Even when you think you've won a bet sometimes, there's mistakes or they grade things differently.
I know, but doesn't he also realize like...
or stat corrections.
There's like a seven-game series, right?
Yeah.
And one team wins convincingly in game one of a seven-game series, it's already over.
Over. Yeah. If you win the first two at home, must win. Second game is a must win or it's over.
Yeah.
I hate it. Drives us nuts, but it's not worth fighting JP about it. And I still got a little bit on the side, so I wasn't that angry.
Hey, speaking of fighting JP, are we going to have to pin him down and take his...
take his money? We did not get paid this week. He's concocting something crazy about like leaving the money in there because Dylan placed $1 bets all the time. And
then he might have to place some of the parlay bets, so he doesn't want to have to reload it up. I don't know. I don't understand.
It was so shady.
I don't understand what what's going on.
Yeah. Pay that man his money. All right.
Hey, I could use an extra $60.
course, yeah. I'll blow it at Chipotle. No, bleep that out. I don't need Mike. He already texted me last week when I admitted that I had a crab kickoff cupcake or whatever I said.
Hey, do you like our challenge that we have? Speaking of food, my tailgate challenge.
We talked about on Bit Season, was it last week, about Valdez as a fake cook. So I challenged him. Now I want you to post it on Instagram so everyone now knows that Mar and I called you out. We put together a meal for Valdez for this Sunday, and we want to see if he can come up with it. Valdez, tell the listeners what we came up with.
I don't know. Well, how did we get into this, buddy?
I don't know, because bragging.
No. Mar asked me what was on the menu for the game. For the Ravens game. It's actually, the Ravens are third this week. It's it was at noon, Solheim Cup, final round, and then Ravens. But anyways, so the tailgate, since you guys think of a fake cook, I said, name something for me to make for the games that you want to see. So they know that I'm going to post this. I'm going to post it, and you'll find something wrong with it. I already know how this game is going to be played. But you challenged me to make a...
I didn't want to stress you out on the first time doing this. I thought this was a relatively easy...
Very easy.
Put together, make it look presentable and delicious.
Yes. A cheesesteak.
A cheesesteak / chopped cheese.
Yeah.
Whatever one you want, some sort of hoagie and meat inside.
Okay. Basically a sub, a sandwich.
Yeah.
Could I do a, what could I do? Could I do a cold cut? Or
no, no, no. That's too easy. That's too easy. That's just you slapping cold meat, slimy meat on a bun.
All right. What about an Italian pizza sausage that my dad used to make?
The meatball?
No. Italian sausage?
No. I'm sticking to my cheesesteak. Right, cheese
steak. Yeah. Okay, cheesesteak.
I want to see how you figure that out. All right.
So I have to make a cheesesteak.
And believe me,
for Jeff.
I've had every cheesesteak in town. I know what they look like. So don't be going to
Santini's
or Filling Co. or whatever and getting a cheesesteak and think you're going to slip one by me. I know what they look like.
All right. Okay.
So, and then Mara wanted you to make what as your appetizer?
He wanted me to make bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers.
There we go. That sounds delicious.
That'll be on the menu today. I don't know why Drab thinks it's fake.
I'm amused by it.
I don't know why do I accept this challenge?
I don't know. I
don't know why I'm trying to impress you so much.
Or of cakes. You keep taking all these challenges.
I don't know.
With horrible payouts.
There's no redemption for me.
It's a lose-lose
situation.
You're either gonna.
I already know what's gonna happen. You're either gonna call it. You're gonna say that's sloppy, or it's gonna look too good, and you're gonna say that looks too good. And where did you get those from?
You're on to me.
I know the playbook. You've ran it. You've ran the same halfback dive.
Okay.
Ten plays in a row.
All right.
I know it's coming.
All right. Do you want to make something else? No.
I might make something else.
All right.
I'm going to go to the store today, and if something's on sale, I'm going to get it.
All right. Then update us so we can.
But that's my plan though. Or the poppers and the.
Okay.
And the cheese.
All right. I think we forgot the time this episode, but I think we're getting it a little bit early because it's Friday and we got a lot of stuff to do.
You know what? We gave you your content.
Yeah. Enjoy. We Valdez had fun. You make me laugh after a long week. So.
Hey, I want to say thank you. I want to thank you.
Here we go. I've been chided this whole episode.
No, because I've been grumpy mood because of you earlier this week.
Yeah.
And it today, dealing with the fact that I'm doing someone else's job. I was extra grumpy heading into the show, and you made me laugh.
I turned that frown upside down.
You did.
All right. You're welcome. All right, guys, have a great weekend. Thank you for listening to Bit Season and the Junkies, and we'll talk to you soon.
See ya.
Later.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.